This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 5. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2. It says there, "Write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it." End of quote. Think and remember, did God ever give you a vision or a dream? I did not necessarily mean a dream in your sleep. I meant a vision or imagination, fascination, or something that he kept in your mind as you grew up and matured. It could be when you were a child, it could be when you were in school or college, at your work maybe, or later in your golden age. What was it? Do not neglect it. If God gave you a vision or an imagination or a dream, there is God's plan behind it. That is the race divinely marked out for you personally. My father had several Bible-related books. When I was a child in my parents' home, I used to go into a room in the house, shut the door, and start preaching from the book to the furniture and walls around me. Many times I used Billy Graham books my father kept in his library to preach in my preaching exercises in my childhood. You see, I believe God gave me the vision to preach his word. When I look back, it was God's imagination, dream, vision for my life. I started preaching from very early age, from the age of 15 or 16. I came to the United States and went to Dallas Theological Seminary. And after finishing my graduate program, I started preaching in my church and other places. I have never been a full-time minister. Along with my job, I did teaching and preaching. God enabled me to help many young and older people to know and grow in Him. Praise to God only. I do not need money, name, or fame. I want the name of Jesus to be uplifted, so that people would come to him for the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life. Dearly beloved, you see, the vision God gave me is still inside me, and he keeps on bringing that to my remembrance. God allowed this unworthy person, still a sinner, but saved and preserved by his amazing and wonderful grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, to start TeachBible.org about 3 years ago. Now I have the God-given privilege to speak to the thousands of people around the globe through the platform of Teach Bible. I thank you, all the readers and listeners. More than all, I praise and thank God for the opportunity he gave in this fashion. It was the Lord Jesus who made this possible. I spent many hours a day to do his work. I wish if I had more time. But with a full-time job, it is hard to find time. Job is needed to feed my children and pay bills. Thank God for the job as well. Beloved, no matter what happens in your life, listen, if God gave you a vision, if you are ready to obey him, he will fulfill the vision or imagination in and through you. Bible says in Romans 11:29, "For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable." People may try to revoke it. Frankly, they will, as they did to Joseph. However, in those moments, remember, it is the God who gifted and called you, not the people. You see, God gave a vision to Joseph at an early age. He said this to the hostile, envy-filled brothers. He said, "We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." They hated him. Joseph had another dream. He said to his enemy brothers, "I had another dream. And this time the sun, moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to me." His brothers' jealousy intensified. However, his father kept the matter in his mind. Genesis chapter 37. Beloved, did God fulfill the dream he gave to Joseph? There are multiple fulfillments. God gave Joseph an unusual divine ability to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh about the future calamity coming on the land of Egypt. Later, when God raised him to the prime minister of Egypt, all his brothers bowed down to the ground in front of him. Genesis 43 verse 26. They admitted they and their father are the servants of Joseph several times, for chapters 42 to 44. You see, you could fully experience the vision, imagination God gave you in your lifetime, as Joseph did. In other times, you would partially witness, and the following ages or years would prove it. God said to Abraham this, "I am going to make you a nation out of you," Genesis 12:2. "I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted," Genesis 13:16. Genesis 15, 4 to 5 says, "The Lord took him outside and said, 'Look up at the sky and count the stars if you can count them. So shall your offspring be.' These things happened when he did not even have a child, and the man was well into his late 90s. However, God gave him a unique imagination, fascination, vision to keep and carry in his mind. He had children before he died. However, the nation Israel came out early down in the history. Abraham became the father of many nations down in history. Now we can look back and amaze at the wonder-working power of God's word and promises. Beloved, God gives you a unique vision. You need to write it down. Make it plain on tablets. You need to own it and run with it. Joseph did. Abraham did. Many other faith warriors of the Old and the New Testament did it. You must do it as well. Whoever reads your vision would also run with it. It is like a relay race, and it is God's race marked out for you, Hebrews 12:2 says, from eternity past, so that you would walk in them, Ephesians 2:10 says. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you that you gave me a vision in my heart. You gave me a fascination and imagination. Lord, help me to develop that vision. I submit that vision into your mighty hand. Lord, use me for your glory. Make my vision that you gave to me a reality in the days to come. I submit my life to your plans and purposes, Father. Lord, I know your Son, Jesus Christ, carried my sins on that cross. He died in my place and rose again for the forgiveness of my sins. I come to you, Lord, and I accept your Son, Jesus, as my Savior and Lord. Please save me and use me for your glory. May I submit myself to your plans. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.